I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness from my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to a Williams & Bloom Sunday. It is the 3rd of March. The madness is upon us for all of those listening on the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast Network. Please give us a like, a positive review. We don't want your negative stuff, please. We want all that good stuff. This is a busy time of year for us. Well, I promise you, Bloom, I promise you, we will set records for listenership this month.
Gotta love it.
That's a guarantee. I've just seen the trends, the way people are following basketball right now, and there's never been more interest.
Say it's hard to argue there's ever been more interest in Iowa State basketball or Iowa State as a whole.
I would say Iowa State athletics in general.
Yep.
There's never been more. One good thing for the women having a separate tournament this year is that people will be able to watch on TV. Now, there won't be as many people at their games, but there'll be a ton of people watching these games on television. We will be down there covering, as we always do. We'll get to all that. We got a lot to get to from this weekend. Really quickly, we are doing this on YouTube. So Bloom and I, you guys have got to understand, we like getting together to do the show.
I like to get out of my house.
So we understand that the camera setup is not perfect. We have a one camera setup in my office, and we are not going to be acknowledging the camera. Like we just kind of put it to be a fly on the wall. Many of you have reached out to me and explained why you prefer YouTube, so that's fine. We're trying to accommodate as many listeners, viewers, and all that stuff as
just
we can.
Just missing my Cody Road, though. Where is it?
That's
a party foul. That's all right.
It's just too early in the morning. It's right up there.
Okay, well, it is there.
It's right up there.
I'll have one after the show.
Okay, deal. So there we go. We got that housekeeping taken care of. This will be a massive couple of weeks coming up. We're looking forward to everything. We do have stuff to take care of that's happened over the last 3 or 4 days or so before we get to it. We are presented, as always, by our friends at MechDyne, the MechDyne Corporation, and they are fantastic. I'm actually going up to Marshalltown on Thursday.
I think I'm going to join you.
Oh, are you coming up?
Yeah.
Wow, you got the invite.
I did.
I didn't invite you.
I know.
Who invited you?
The main squeeze. I'm
just
up
kidding.
There.
Yeah, we'll be heading up to we can ride together.
All right.
That's coming up on Thursday. We appreciate our friends at MechDyne, who I think I can say a former Cyclone's working there, and we're helping him. Yeah, I'll ask before I do any of that. But
it's a neat story.
Yeah, we're gonna help do a little training for one of their new marketing employees, former Iowa State football player who's working at MechDyne. It's really cool. All this stuff is very intertwined. The We Will, Cyclone Fanatic, the letter winners, the Alumni Association. It's all best when everybody's working together, and we appreciate our friends from MechDyne.
Love all the connections, for sure. And MechDyne is one. So they were involved with the Football Professionalism Pro Day, which is another neat thing that Iowa State does a lot of people don't know about. Is they invite all these companies in because, again, most of these guys, we talk about all the time, when you get to Iowa State, you probably think you're going to go to the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
90% of them won't.
Doesn't happen very often. No.
So they actually bring in these companies and they go through a professional and pro day. And Mechdyne was involved with that this week, along with several others. They do like speed networking. They talk about their companies. And honestly, if you're, you know, looking to hire a college student athlete, can be about as good as it gets, because they've literally dealt with every kind of adversity there is. So it's pretty neat that Iowa State, through its life skills program, and Justice Jones, who's one of those unsung guys that nobody knows about.
Yeah, he's a big time.
Unbelievable job.
He's big time.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, looking forward to that. I was like my trips up to Marshalltown. With that, we are back together for this Sunday show. Let's fire up a little English before we get going. I haven't heard him in a while. Yeah. Well, you know what? For those of you, it's not working. This is why we hired Aiden Wyatt to come and fix this stuff for us. It's not. It may have been going through on the YouTube, but it's certainly not in our ear. So we're not. No English tonight. That's okay.
I'm not going to hum it for you.
We don't. Yeah. Da na 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 na.
Bring in the horns.
Bring in the horns. Yeah, the horns are here. All right. Let's start with the. Let's start with that win for Iowa State basketball on the road on Saturday at Central Florida. This was a scary game. I think everybody knew this was a scary game going into it. It proved to be Central Florida was game. They've got athletes. They may not be the most talented team in the Big 12, but they certainly have Big 12 type of players, Brent. And they showed it. They went on the road, won at Oklahoma State recently. They beat Kansas in that building. I was really surprised. I talked to my buddy Adam Flack from Wells Fargo Arena. He was down there and telling me about how great that atmosphere was. It came across great on TV. Yeah. It was great. So shout out to Central Florida. I want to say that first, because I never in my right mind thought they would be as good as they've been in their first Big 12 season.
Yeah, they had some dudes. Now, those dudes did not make a jump shot.
Correct. One of 19 from three.
That, if you look at why did Iowa State win the game, I think that's stat number one. I saw some stuff where people disappointed in the offense, and I understand it. I mean, scoring 60 points. Again, that's now three games-ish in a row.
Let's talk about that.
What's going on here? I thought the looks were good. Again, they just didn't. I mean, Iowa State was 5 of 21. Not great from three. And again, this is becoming a theme where the shots aren't going in. But credit Iowa State for just finding a way into the last 4 minutes, as TJ calls it, winning time. Iowa State was great. Iowa State was just awesome.
Man, they've been you should go and do one of your fancy stats, how Iowa State's been at the 4-and-under
in Big 12. It's insane.
Yeah, it's been really good.
They have been incredible in the last 4 minutes of games just to close teams out. And you know, the two plays that really stuck. I thought Milan, again, wanted the ball, which is great.
Yeah.
I mean, he made a couple big-time plays. He stuck that one that gave him a little bit of a comfortable edge. And then Keyshawn with the steal and layup, and just an incredible play on both ends, sealed the deal. And Curtis Jones makes his free throws again. So it was just, it's one of those deals. You hold anybody to 52, you're probably going to win. And Iowa State's defense was awesome. I thought UCF gave everything it had, and I was very impressed with the way they battled. But was not a very aesthetically pleasing game. But man, was it rugged. No more so than, man, I was worried with Rob Jones. I mean, that was a super scary moment.
Dude, I thought he was like, I was like, are they going to need a stretcher?
Well, I honestly had the exact same thought.
Because when his neck got hit, like his eyes rolled into the back of his head. It was super scary.
I'd like to know more. I mean, thank goodness, one, he came back. He was productive when he came back in. He took a charge. He took the biggest charge of the game. Like, talk about the
I bet you he's
the heart
sore.
Of that guy. He's got to be super sore. Taman's got to be sore. I mean, these guys took a beating down there, but they got the win. And that's in the end what matters. And I think this team just has that special sauce of when it comes down to it, they just make the plays. It's not the prettiest sometimes, but they got it done. And, you know, that win looks great. Now, if you look at, you've got the two seed pretty much locked up and from in the Big 12 tournament. And now in most bracketologists, you're going to see Iowa State move past Kansas for a two seed in the NCAA tournament, which,
and that's the Omaha kicker.
That is locking Omaha.
That's the one that we were all kind of hoping to get.
And even, you know, we talked about it back in January. Like, could Iowa State get a two seed? I'm like, I don't really think they could. They've done enough.
They have
absolutely been phenomenal the last 6 weeks.
The net right now, Iowa State's 6-4 against quad one, 6-2 in quad two, and they haven't lost the rest. But, you know, you just look at all the different metrics, and then if you're not a metrics person, fine, throw the metrics out. Like, Iowa State is more deserving of a two seed than Kansas at this point.
I don't know how they literally have
it's the non-con thing.
It's a 3-game lead in the conference.
Yeah.
And they have the tiebreaker.
Correct.
They beat them.
Yes.
And
Kansas has all those injury problems too. Yeah, I mean, McClure did play yesterday at Baylor.
Kansas had some great non-conference wins, but 3 games up in a conference has to have some say.
Especially that conference. With similar schedules, it's not like Iowa State's got tech schedule or something like that.
Yeah, this isn't a North-South situation. It's been pretty much even.
It's pretty even along.
And I would say Iowa State's got a 2-game lead on Baylor, too.
Kansas has considerably worse losses, too.
Yes.
Like that West Virginia loss, like, looms large. I know it was on the road, but...
If Kansas had, let's just say, Oklahoma State on its jersey, they're a 4 seed. Right now,
mm-hmm.
Like they are getting the benefit.
If they don't
of
have
doubt.
Bill Self.
Yeah, they're
is their coach.
Yeah, and they've got talent, and so people see that. I totally agree. But Iowa State, absolutely, in my opinion, should pass them on the seed line. And you're looking at a 2 seed in the NCAA tournament, Iowa State Cyclones. And I think Iowa State can stay there, even if you split this week. I really believe that if you win them both, then you're almost a lock, almost 100% a lock to be a 2 seed.
It's incredible.
Which has happened. One other time. Two other times in Iowa State history.
Yeah, it's really, really incredible, man. Like, we thought that this team would be, we thought they'd be really good.
Mm-hmm.
We did. Like, when we were.
It's kind of fun to go back and listen to.
Yeah, I mean, preseason, like, I guess I said at the beginning of the year, so I've been wrong twice. I know mine was, I was hopeful that they could be from a 3 to a 5 seed.
Yep.
So I undershot them there. And then after the DePaul game, I was like, man, I'm going to bump that back to 5 to 7.
Yep.
Just because, like, the most surprising thing to me is how good they've been defensively, which maybe I'm a total idiot and completely underestimated. It's very possible, but I don't think that's me. Like, I guess after the season, when he's wound down, TJ would say that these guys probably surprised me defensively how good they were able to be as a whole. Because they don't have, again, I've used the word erasers a couple times. And, like, Lipsy's great, but he's not an eraser. Like, he's not just this, like, Brockington was an eraser.
Sure. I mean, Taman's undersized.
Correct. And everything Taman does is hard work, and he's grinded, and he's so smart and right spot. Brockington could not be in the right spot but get there because he was so damn good. Kelscher was more like Taman. Like, it was a very cerebral
type
of basketball that he was playing.
The one eraser that I always would say would have to be Hassan.
Ward, yes. He's the one guy, and that's why I thought when he came back, it totally changed the team. It completely changed the team.
Yes.
Now, I think those other bigs have, like, stepped up too, where I think Hassan stands out less now, but I don't know. Like, I guess what I'm trying to say is you had this one group of guys who you all thought were pretty good,
yeah,
but none of them were elite other than what you said with Hassan, and I completely agree with, but it's really come together.
Oh.
Like, it has come together. Like, Momčilović's defense is about as good as anybody could have projected.
Yes.
You know, Jones has been exactly what they had hoped. Gilbert's been, I think, better.
Same with Curtis Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So they get a lot of credit from me. I thought this would be a 30 defensive team, and they're still number two. And it's cool because when you go 5 of 21 on the road, there's a reason. 1 of 19 from three. Well, they were also being harassed around the perimeter.
Yeah,
it's not all just chalked up to Central Florida didn't shoot it well.
Correct. A lot of those were hard shots.
Closeouts, everything. Switches.
I'll say about Iowa State, and this is a credit to any basketball team that can achieve this. I think Iowa State has completely maxed out its high-end ability this year. Like, this is as good as Iowa State can play. Like, they have reached the max for this team. There are NBA players on this team, there's no question. But the sum of the parts is way better than the individuals. And that's a credit to everybody buying in from the get-go.
And that's like the Watson game the other night, right? Like, we talked about it on Thursday, but keeping that guy engaged. And then, you know.
And then Saturday, Trey carried him for stretches.
Trey?
Yep. I thought he was fantastic. Milan Gilbert had a couple unbelievable plays in that game. And it's fun now to hear the commentators just go, man, this Iowa State team's just really good. Like, it's not the flashiest. They are just really good. And it all works together. And the great thing is Iowa State doesn't have to rely on making 11 threes. Still winning games. That's actually, and it almost makes you feel better that they're still winning these games. Yes, you want them to win by 20 and just cruise.
They've dropped to 60 in offense.
Yeah, and they're going to get into a game. Yeah, I can guarantee in the NCAA tournament where it's going to be ugly. And you just hope you grind it out and you make the winning plays like they have this year.
So, from the guy who's been wrong on this team a handful of times this year on the lower end, let me dare myself to be wrong here. I think the offense will come back.
I do too. I really
bet a lot of people are like, oh, should we be – I know. I don't think so. I think that this is – there's peaks and valleys, and this team is good enough to still win games when they're in the valley.
I was encouraged in that first half. And again, no mystery. UCF had 14 first-half turnovers. Iowa State ended up scoring, what, 36 in the half?
Mm-hmm.
Second half, UCF, I think, only had 8 turnovers, and offense got hard.
That's the number to watch with this team.
Yeah, if you're turning teams over, you're going to get breaks, and then Gilbert, Jones, and Lipsy on a fast break setting are going to be awesome. And I think when they get to the tournament, they're going to, when teams aren't used to it, I mean, even UCF wasn't used to it. Iowa State's on a different level. I mean, it's Houston and Iowa State.
Mm-hmm.
And they had seen physical defenses, so they're probably more well-equipped than if Iowa State plays a Big Ten team in the tournament who has never seen something like that this year.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
One other thing that I want to mention, I was thinking about this. Should Iowa State get some more credit that Ward was missing down in Orlando when it lost 2 games?
Interesting.
Because if you have to factor in injury losses, I don't think there's any question Iowa State wins, definitely probably beats Virginia Tech. In the A&M game, they should have won even without him.
Mm-hmm.
But what would a 25-4 Iowa State team be right now?
I was thinking about that.
You know?
I was looking at the rankings, and I'm like, God, what would the difference be? Would you be competing for a one seed?
You would.
Yeah.
You would. And that's where... I know Ward's not Lipsy, Ward's not Kevin McCullough for Kansas, but Iowa State was missing a starter. Ward was starting at the time.
Yeah.
And lost both of those games. So if you want to dock them for their non-conference stuff, it's like, well, can we look a little bit about the big... No, they won't, because that's a real deep pull for like anybody to even understand. But this team could be realistically knocking on a one seed if that was the case. Now, they will not get to a one seed. I want to put that. They're not getting a one seed. 2 is the highest I think this team can get.
I mean, they're from, it depends on how much you trust these bracket guys, but like when Artie puts out the daily thing right now, and they're comfortably a 2.
Yeah, and Bracket Matrix, which lists every single, it's a great website, Bracket Matrix.
I like it, but I also know like some of those are just bad.
Yeah,
right?
They're bad. Yeah. But they compile everything.
Yeah.
So you got to pick and choose what ones you trust. But Iowa State has now a 2 on Bracket Matrix. And I think Marquette is that without Kolek again? I don't know.
They were bad against Creighton.
They have now dropped a couple games and did not look like a top 10 team. So we'll see if they fall out. I think you're going to see Duke start to climb in. They played great. They're Duke.
Yeah. And they got that name brand.
You're going to see them potentially challenge. Now, that doesn't matter for Omaha, but I could see Duke get into the 2 line too.
I'd love to ask Pollard that. Like, when you're breaking down these teams.
It's supposedly blind, but come on.
I mean, yeah. But there's nothing. I mean, our buddy Chad Wunderbore texted me the other night, and he was just irate on how the hell is Kansas still above us on all. I don't really have a great answer for you, buddy. other than the non-conference schedule thing, which is real.
Yeah,
Kansas, I don't think anybody at Iowa State can deny that. Nope. But my whole thing is, if your non-conference sucks and then you play in the Big Ten West, you know, what are you, and you don't play any of the good teams in the East, you know.
Yeah, like you still play.
We're watching teams. Them beat these. They beat Houston. I mean,
correct.
They've got good wins. They've won on the road. They've beat top 25 teams on the road. They can win on offense. They can win on defense. What can't they do?
And I know they don't do it anymore, but if you would just factor in the whole last 10 games type thing, Iowa State's 9-1. I mean,
with the one loss.
Yeah, at Houston.
Oh, okay. I was counting.
Baylor. Oh, hold on. 8-2.
Well, one of them was like, I mean, you get another .2 and you win the damn game.
But your losses are to really, really good teams in conference as well. I think Iowa State should be a 2 seed. And this week will be interesting. My opinion, you beat BYU at home, and even if you lose to K-State on the road, I still think you're going to be a 2 or can be a 2. But gosh, two things stuck out of me. One, Iowa State can grind, and when it comes down to crunch time, I trust this group. But secondly, man, a physical game. When Rob Jones got hurt, that you kind of had that feeling of, man, this thing can,
The
snap of a finger, it can get scary.
Honestly, they've had really good injury luck.
Correct.
For a long time. I mean, Grills deal.
Yep.
He was kind of.
And Ward broke a foot.
And then Lipsy has been.
Lipsy's been.
Dinged up, but he's
not hurt.
Most guys would be out.
I think this team, I mean, I keep going back to it. I'm glad they're going to get the double bye in Kansas City. But I'm not crushed if they don't make it to, what would that be?
I'd like Saturday. To see them win at least one.
I do. Same.
Just for the fans.
You're going to play that 7-10 team. Like you should be a close to 10-point favorite in that game, I would think. In that
with a huge crowd advantage,
right? Who would that be right now?
I'll look that up. Right, I don't want Kansas State. That's the only thing I don't want.
You look Christ. It up. Tell us about one of our sponsor friends while you.
Yeah. I don't want
Tang.
Keep me away from Kansas State.
What do we have any concerns about Iowa State and Kansas State fans mixing it together?
Well,
in Kansas
so
State?
I was about ready to put out a really snarky tweet when the women won the other night and swept them, but then I'm like, shit, there's the one more.
There's one more game.
And my parents are sitting in the front row.
Yeah. I had similar thoughts. Like, I want to back
the truck up.
You know, as much as we like to talk about K-State, they do show up. They'll be in the hard light.
They'll be there.
And Iowa State's going to be spying on them.
Thank our friends from Terraplex Ag. I love my guys over at Terraplex Ag. This is here's the deal about this drone situation. I feel like it's so let's compare the farmers to like the newspaper industry in like 2009, and like there's going to be the newspaper industry people that are like, yeah, we should probably go all in on this digital thing, and then there's also going to be the ones that's like, nah, you know what, the classified ads, that's where we're going to make our money. If you're a farmer and you're not getting into the drone technology, I feel like you're going to be the classified ads farmer at this point. Yeah, the efficiency, the accelerated efficiency that you get with these Terraplex Ags drones are unbelievable. So check them all out at TerraplexAg.com.
Speaking of classified ads, and this was not meant to be a dig, but congratulations to Randy Peterson on his retirement.
Yes, absolutely. Love Randy. We've known that was coming for a while.
Yeah, but finally made official on today, this morning.
Yeah,
Congrats, Randy.
Go and check out Tommy's article on that. Nice job by our friends over there with the Register. Also want to thank our friends from the Ivy College of Business at Iowa State, Bloom's former employer. It's a blessing that you got us in touch with them back in the day, because I know it's been a great relationship on both sides. And You guys recently hired the grad students there to do some work for the We Will Collective, and I was going to reach out to see if I could do the same thing.
I'll hook you up with marketing extraordinaire Susan,
the
Professor Fleming.
Yeah, the mug thing was really smart, and I took my kids to Estas before the women's game.
Yep,
and I was thinking, like, man, like, get some. We need to get some Cyclone Fanatic stuff in these bars on campus.
Tacos still good?
Oh, yeah. It's like they haven't changed at all. So we're with Hillary's, friend of the program.
Yep.
And
would you feel old?
I mean, taking five kids in there at 11 o'clock on a Saturday morning is a little bit of a...
You're fine.
But they let us bring the kids in there. The help was very nice.
Were there any college kids even there?
Oh, yeah. There's boys drinking.
Were they?
Yeah, drinking their Busch Light in the back. You know what they do have is Ames Lager on tap there. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah.
Way to go, West Stop.
They have it on tap.
It's now on tap. Because
that's what we got pictures of Ames Lager.
Thank you for the support. Hey, Portal opens on March 18th. Iowa State real quick. And I take it back. The 7-10 game is going to be a grinder, and then it doesn't matter. You're looking at TCU versus K-State in the 7-10 game.
I'd rather play TCU. For fans and like ticket prices?
I think so. Yeah,
I think TCU is better than Kansas State.
There's a world. I just did some predictions based on what I think will happen, and Kansas would be the 6th seed. That's nuts.
So that would be night two?
So Kansas,
Iowa State, Kansas?
They'd have to Baylor, Kansas in the quarterfinal.
So I want these fans listening to understand why we're like, just tap out. Just like you're a 2-seed. Just get the hell out of there.
No, win the first game. The whole thing. I mean, if you win the whole thing, then.
Yeah, we're all going to be happy. We're not. We're not rooting for them to lose.
I have a Rob Jones fear of an injury or something. I don't know. Probably unfounded.
Problem with these tournaments do mean something. Like we've all been a part of these wins. Like the women win it last year. It's this great celebration, and you know, we all get you cut down the net, you get a banner, you get a ring. It matters.
Yes,
but. We haven't been in this spot very much where Iowa State, could legitimately go to the Final Four. And
yeah, 6 best odds to win the championship.
That's what it is right now?
Yeah.
6, eh?
6th best odds. It's nuts. I will still have a great time in Power and Light. We play in the championship, win the whole thing. I'll have some beverages to celebrate.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not going to be crushed if Iowa State doesn't happen to make Saturday.
All right, real quick, I also want to thank our buddies over at Kelderman Manufacturing. Check them out at kelderman.com down in Oskaloosa. Speaking of our friends at MechDyne, they've done some work together, those two companies. Again, it all kind of works together here when you're a Cyclone Fanatic partner. We shoot you over there. We shoot him over there. We shoot her over there. And check them out. So if you're an engineer, ton of engineers out here that need laser cutting services, Kelderman can do that for you in Oskaloosa. Kelderman.com gives you everything you need. Let's do the women, and then we'll get to our Wiffles Hybrids Big 12 segment, which will feature the women's Big 12 tournament bracket, and we will also look at the final week of the regular season.
And I've got some Big 12 men. I've got some quick Big 12 football thoughts for that, too.
Oh, man, the Wiffles Hybrid segment's going to be massive today.
Loaded.
Iowa State women really started slow. I was in Hilton yesterday, took the girls, had a great time, really loved it. And then
great crowd.
Yeah, we bopped on over to Sweet Caroline's afterwards and watched the men's game, which was a lot of fun to when you win. It wasn't fun for 35 minutes. The last 5 minutes were a blast.
Yeah. That game was just a complete slugfest.
Yes.
In a season full of slugfest. That was just, man, I got a headache just watching it.
The Iowa State women really had a remarkable year. It's just remarkable.
One of the more enjoyable seasons, I think, for that coaching staff, for sure.
Has to be.
Yeah.
And then it's just so much better when you're winning and you're winning primarily with refreshmen, and now Emily Ryan's coming back.
It's so cool.
I don't know if you knew that was coming. That one...
I had an idea.
I'm sure you did. You did a good one keeping that from me. Because I didn't know. I got the press release just like everybody else, and I was very happy, and it made my 9-year-old ecstatic.
Yeah.
Cammie was jumping up and down. Because we were going primarily, and we wanted to get up to the game, but we really wanted to see Emily's last game, and we had bought tickets ahead of time, and that was the big thing, because Cammie just adores her. And anyways, I told Cameron, I go, hey, we got a whole other year, buddy. Let's go. The situation going into Kansas City for the Iowa State women seems very wide open to me.
Yes.
Like, I wouldn't be shocked if they lost their first game, and I wouldn't be shocked if they cut down the nets. It would not shock me.
No, no.
It would be an upset. It wouldn't shock me if this team won three in a row.
To get the double bye?
Yeah.
Huge.
Huge.
Four seed? Awesome. Would never have guessed that this year. Would not have guessed that. 12-6 with this group is actually pretty incredible. And now you look at, you know, so you'll play the, what is it, Baylor, let's see, the Baylor somebody.
Here, Baylor. I got your bracket. It'll Let me read
Baylor
your bracket.
In the quarterfinal. Yeah, go ahead.
And we'll still do our big, feel like the women's conversation now goes to Kansas City, right? There's not a lot to analyze other than Emily coming back.
Oh, the expectation would be great next year.
Yeah. But we got all summer.
We do. I really don't mean to be, because I don't want to overdo it, but the
portal
for over for women's basketball on March 18th.
I know.
It's a real thing. Am I concerned? I mean, always, I guess. There's a lot of young talent that
I'm always that concerned.
Teams with big pockets will clearly try and get.
I am always concerned now. And if you're a fan out there and you're like, why wouldn't they love it here? I had a great experience at Iowa State. I get it. This is why I'm always saying that I don't think all the – this makes me sound like a boomer. But whatever.
You're nearing that.
So I'm just saying all of the freedom that players have now, while it's great that they can make choices – you're not always ready to make that choice at 21 years old or at 18 years old.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they may love it at Iowa State.
Yeah, your logic as a 50-year-old is different than their logic as a...
That's my whole point on the portal. Yeah. This young man or young woman could have had the best season in the world and the best experience ever. Oh, yeah, they just offered me $500,000. Okay, so it does matter.
And just to be honest... that would be on the high end of women's basketball.
I'm talking men's and women's.
For men, that is definitely a factor. That is, your high end guys are definitely getting that.
They're probably making more than that, right?
The high end, yes.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I was assuming Hunter Dickinson got north of $1 million.
For sure.
Yeah.
But women's it's trending that way.
Yeah.
I mean, there are programs who are investing at that level, in where they're getting there now. What does that mean for Iowa State's not quite there for 500 for individual players? I'm close. But I would not be surprised if there's a women's player in the portal this year that will get close to mid six figures.
If throw Clark out of there because she's kind of in her own deal. And Reese isn't real. If Van Leith was like, I'm going to transfer again.
Yeah.
What would she...
It's hard to know.
If Juju Watkins was like,
oh my gosh,
I'm going to hit the portal.
She's different because she'd be
right
near
there
a million
with Caitlin.
Dollars. Yeah. She'd be near a million.
Somebody would pay her that.
I think so.
Wow.
I think so. Because the teams are now women's basketball is on the ascent.
Yeah, absolutely.
People want to win. LSU's budget this year for women's basketball was, I think it was a couple million dollars. So if you just do the math.
Yeah, I mean, what did they pay Van Leith would be the better question.
Exactly. So the point is, yes, I'm excited for next year. I'm not trying to panic anybody, but also it still
What's
is
the
a
website?
Factor. WeWillCollective.com.
All right, your women's Big 12 bracket. The quarter. So this is great. Now, this is going to get some fans down there.
Yes,
this is great. This double bye is a really big deal. I've bitched and moaned about the men's and women's Big 12, and I don't take any of it back. I still think one of the best ideas I've ever had was to play these things at the same time, and I don't give a damn. Play the minute municipal, whatever. Yep. I still think it's better, but from a sheer Iowa State perspective,
it's perfect.
This planned out perfectly with the women getting the double bye. Now they're on Saturday, and they will have a great crowd. There is no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, that thing might be close to banged out. I really think that.
Yes.
I think there's going to be...
I think there's a lot of people who are kicking around, how do I stay for both?
Yeah.
If possible.
For sure what I'm going to do, and I've I'm going to just do a day trip. Yeah. I'm actually, so we should ponder this.
Okay.
Women will play at 11. The men will play at
one,
three,
two. I don't know,
but
I'll look it up.
Point is, there will be TVs in the Power and Light District. So why not go to the game?
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock.
Game so you gets do the over. Double dip.
Then you go watch the men in the Power and Light. We It'll be a fun time.
Need a driver.
Yes. I think my dad's going to go.
Let's talk about it. Right. I do have credentials. Connor will be down there for the entirety of the women's tournament. And then if the women might, so here's my plan. If the women win on Saturday, I'm going down Monday morning. And I'll cover them in the semi.
They won't play Sunday. That's the thing. This is why.
They don't play at all on Sunday.
All right.
So I will be down there on Monday, and we'll double dip the rest of the way.
One other quick note. Forecast in Kansas City. We need to start planning here, right?
No, but don't tell me snow.
No. Saturday, coldest day in the extended forecast, only 52.
So what's it like in the men's tournament?
But the men's tournament on Wednesday, let's do Wednesday, 71.
Oh, baby.
Thursday, 72.
Daddy likes.
Friday, 63. Saturday, 65.
Eggplant emojis for let's everyone. Go. Yeah.
Here we go.
Also, heads up for 71. A party that we are throwing, a bash.
Yeah.
I called your wife on a drive this morning, and We ran through it. We're ready to roll.
Yep.
We're ready to rock and roll.
We're going to put that out here.
Cycling Fanatic premium subscribers and We Will Club members will get first crack at tickets.
Dibs.
Limited availability, but it's larger than we thought it would be. So most people will be able to get in.
And right in the middle of Power and Light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That we got a spot. Iowa State Connections happens to have a place in the Power and Light.
God, there's Iowa State Connections.
I know, everywhere. I got to love it.
All right. So the women's, I haven't seen odds. I'm looking at this women's bracket, okay? Here's what you got.
Okay.
11 a.m. tip. They will play the – likely it's going to be Baylor.
Yeah.
You don't see Baylor losing to Houston or Texas Tech, do you?
Do not. Definitely do not.
That's an interesting matchup. So, I mean, that's a toss-up, right? Maybe Baylor even favored by a few?
I would say Baylor's probably a 2-point favorite.
Yeah. Iowa State will have a significant crowd advantage.
It's not talent. It's the name.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I think that Baylor will be favored.
I agree with that
because they're trying to get action on both sides. Most people are going to see Baylor. They'll bet on Baylor. That's a cool part of this too. And I know we're not supposed to talk about it. The gambling with like women's basketball, you can get lines and stuff everywhere now.
Oh, it is.
Even like 3 years ago, it was impossible.
Now it's just prevalent.
Yeah, it's great.
Fun time.
On the other end of the bracket, so Oklahoma gets the one seed.
They are kudos to them. I'm.
Would you rather play Oklahoma or Texas to win the? So Iowa State would have to play Oklahoma on Monday.
Yeah, Oklahoma is going to beat TCU or Oklahoma State for sure. So it's going to be Oklahoma in the semi on Monday,
which would be 1:30 tip. So you can all take off work early and watch the Cyclones.
It's a 1:30.
Yeah, 1:30 and 4 for the semis.
On a Monday?
Yep.
Why?
It's all TV, bro.
That is odd.
ESPN2. I'm guessing there are.
There must be.
I'm guessing there are other tournaments in
like
the small conference championships.
Small conferences.
And I'm guessing there are other women's tournaments that have moved up.
Yeah.
You're as right. well would be
so
my.
That's a weird.
So then the championship for the women is Tuesday night at 8. This is all screwed up to me because we've done the same Big 12 forever, and everything is jacked. So the
BYU
men's tournament starts on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
The reason why they don't play Sunday is because of BYU.
Oh, yeah. Which, like it.
But that's honestly why. That's why they don't
play
Sunday.
I'd love to talk to a Mormon. I'm curious about this stuff. It's like, it's the Sabbath.
Day of rest.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're technically sinners by doing this show. Because we're working.
I'm resting.
No. We're working.
Anyways, that's what they
can. Can you travel? Can they travel on a Sunday?
I don't know.
They
just can't compete. Can't play a game.
And they're the 10 seed. Like, they're not going to be there. Why does it matter to them?
I don't know.
They're not even getting by Kansas on game one. The first round, actually, for because I like watching all these games. I'll watch all. I don't know if I'm gonna watch these.
Yeah, the two openers. Those are pretty brutal.
Okay, so there's your women's basketball.
I would say your odds, your favorite is. I'm still gonna say Texas.
Yeah, that's where I was getting to. Would you rather play Oklahoma or Texas?
I think I'd rather play Oklahoma.
I would too.
Now Oklahoma's
just a better
good.
Matchup.
Yeah, Texas is just. Whew. What that Booker is unbelievable. It's going to be interesting. We're going to have this conversation tomorrow. I'm predicting it. I think it's going to be disappointing that Audie Crooks is not going to win Freshman of the Year in the Big 12. It's going to be disappointing for people. I think they're going to give it to Booker for Texas. Numbers wise, it's not. What? Audie's numbers are better.
Where's Addie Brown in this?
Well, she's probably third.
Feels like she gets kind of left behind.
She does.
I make an argument that she's just as productive as Audie.
Yeah, or maybe not number, but just value-wise. Yeah, I mean, she just does everything.
Yeah, because yeah, she's no, everywhere. She's like watching.
You're going to have Audie Crooks, who averaged in Big 12 play like 19-8, not win Big 12 Freshman of the Year.
Well, that's wild.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Maybe she will. Maybe I'll be surprised by the voters, but I'm going to guess Booker for Texas is the one who wins.
Okay.
So those awards come out tomorrow.
Thank our friends at Caliber Iowa. They've sponsored our women's coverage all year, and really excited to announce that everything that we've ever done with our men's coverage in March will be done with the women's. So we're going to have women's pregame, women's postgame, everything. We've always done women's coverage, but it's always been mixed in with the men's. We're going to do women's shows, and we're going to do men's shows.
Love it.
So that's starting up here, and I've got a lot of work to do to get all that organized, but we will be there. The rest of the way, same with Iowa State Wrestling. Jacqueline will be there in Tulsa, and then Jacqueline and Ben Visser will both be at Nationals in Kansas City. Look at us. We're really putting our chips all in with the coverage of the Cyclones. We can't do it without our sponsors.
Absolutely.
And we can't do it without our premium subscribers. That's completely the only reason we're able to do all of this is because we have those premium subscribers.
What a fun time to be an Iowa State person.
Amen to that. Okay. Wiffles Hybrids Big 12 segment now. Plant your independence, plant Wiffles. Give me your projections. How does this thing stack up in Kansas City? So you think Iowa State will play TCU, somebody in purple?
Somebody in purple, TCU or K-State. I mean, there's a lot of moving parts. So that's even a. But that's the caliber. A 7-10 game is not going to be a walk in the park as a 2. You know what? I just said, you know, I think Iowa State will be favored by double figures. I take that back. I think the most Iowa State will be favored even in that quarterfinal game will be 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be a grind. I mean, it's looking now like Baylor will be the 3. So an Iowa State-Baylor rematch at 8:30 on a Friday night. Holy smokes. That could be a fun one. And then Saturday would be a quick turnaround, 5 o'clock. So, again, that...
I'm already tired.
Yeah, yeah.
Just kidding.
8:30, so 8:30, you play Baylor. You know Drew's calling some timeouts. So that game's getting over at 11. Man, Iowa State Baylor. Well, let's get there first.
Let's look at this. It's going to be fun. Here's the games this week. Texas is at Baylor. That will have impact if Texas could...
Texas is playing better.
They've got their stuff together. Tuesday night, you've got Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, Cincinnati, Oklahoma, Kansas State at Kansas. So none of those games are that relevant. Houston has to go to Central Florida.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I am a smidge interested in that game. I won't lie.
That's because then Houston turns around and plays Kansas.
So Houston is considerably better than Central Florida. We all know this, but Central Florida they have the rare ability to just fight you like Houston does.
They're big. They had some guys.
That guy with the blonde hair.
Oh my God. I was like, get him out of the game.
Please eliminate him from this scenario.
I thought so too. Then the lefty guard. I mean, that guy.
That could also be a game where Central Florida scores in the 30s.
Yes, because that is not a skilled team at all.
No.
I mean, yeah, that's one of those, like, whew, be nervous. But UCF is Where's UCF on the old KenPom net situation? Are they out of the tournament?
I think so.
I think they're pretty much out.
They've got to be.
Yeah, they're 65 in KenPom. I think net's got to be about the same. They're a team, though, that they can jump up. They could beat a Houston. Houston will be favored by 6-7, but it'll be interesting to keep an eye on it.
TCU, West Virginia, and then according to this, that game is not televised. Good. I don't even know how that's possible, but it's not. It doesn't even have a Big 12 now thing.
They're out. West Virginia
next to it.
West Virginia stopped playing.
That never happens. Like that, it has to be
it's
on.
It's
got to
be on TV somewhere.
Right now, you can buy tickets for $2
in Morgantown
to go to that game. Yeah,
they sell beer.
Let's go to Morgantown. Let's go. And then you've got the big one for us, at least, BYU at Iowa State, which is probably the most interesting game in the conference this week.
It's
during the week. Saturday's a big day.
Yes. Yes, for sure. Though that the atmosphere in Hilton on Wednesday night is going to be great. Kind of unfortunate that's an ESPN Plus game, but
we're going.
We'll be there.
I'm sitting with Bloom in the stands.
Yeah, we're gonna be hanging out. Beforehand, where do you think? Where are we going? Welch Ave?
I think we got to go to Welch Ave.
I mean, I kind of want an Estas taco.
Well, now. I've already done the Estas. I don't know if my intestines can handle
it twice in a week. We'll be hanging out.
My daughter, Cameron, she loves seafood. She had her first pink taco.
At a legendary.
Yeah. She loved it.
Congratulations, Cammie.
She thought it was great.
But that's a 7 o'clock tip. And you know what? The older I get, like the senior night thing yesterday for the women, I'm getting soft. Like it you specifically on the women's side, like you're around them all
when
the
you
time.
Know them.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just like
different.
This is it for Nye. I really like Nye.
Love
Hannah Nye. Had a great year. But
Nye's
for
the best.
Senior day for the men, just so I want to make this clear, the three are Ward, King, and Jones. And
Jones can come back.
Rob Jones cannot. Curtis Jones can't.
Yes.
So Curtis Jones is technically a senior.
But he won't walk.
He will not walk.
Okay.
He will not be a part of it. He is planning to come back next year.
Robert Jones deserves more appreciation than he will get.
I think I'll be curious who they do last there, because Rob and Trey have both been, I mean, and look at Hassan's growth. Like that, you're just proud of
you
those
gotta
guys.
You got to do Big Rob Energy
I think you
got
to do him last. I agree.
Big Rob Energy will go down. His people will appreciate him more in 5 years.
Yeah, do you remember when? Do you remember when he came back? Everyone's like, "Why is?"
Oh yeah,
man, it's just what a neat story. I can't say enough good things about that guy. He's just one of those dudes where
he's top five for me.
He
of men's basketball players. He's top five favorite. He's one of my top five favorites.
How's this comparison? Remember how David Montgomery changed the culture of Iowa State football? You could argue Rob Jones has done that for Iowa State basketball. Because literally he came in as a nothing. Iowa State won 2 games.
Transfer from Denver.
Denver.
Who wasn't even that good there.
He wasn't. He didn't. He was not.
I remember when all that was happening and I was working my ass off on our premium, like,
because I obviously just retooled the whole roster.
I mean, I was working I was working like 13-hour days.
I remember that.
And I remember there were two of them. Like, I think they're going to get this guy. He's from Washington State.
Yeah.
These were his stats. His name's Jazz Koontz. He's Slovenian.
Everyone's
what?
What is TJ?
I thought Otzelberger was a recruiter. Yeah. The hell did we hire him for? And then, like, there's this other guy. He averaged like 4 points per game at Denver.
What is he doing? People were mad.
Well, and at that point, was half the fan base on board with Otzelberger's hire? Everybody was so negative about basketball, and rightfully
people
so
were just
at that
mad.
Point.
And it was still in the middle of COVID where people were just mad
at
life.
Pissed off at everything.
Yeah.
But I want to say, I mean, it may be my bias comes in a smidge here. I want to say it was like 50-50 people were not, at least the vocal people. Like, I'm sure if you polled every fan, it would be less than 50-50. But the people you hear from.
Yeah, they were like, what is TJ doing with these guys? I remember
to a man. He said the whole time, like, I'm getting these guys in. I know they're not superstars, but they are going to change our culture. And these are going to be the guys that are going to be doing what Melvin Edgem did during the Hoiberg years. And like, they're the guys behind the scenes where it's, I'll make the credit. Melvin Edgem, I think he will get his jersey retired.
I do too.
I think that will happen. But like,
yeah, we kind of lost the, we lost our minds a little bit on the jersey thing, which we can talk about a later time.
I just have less energy.
I don't want to fight the battles.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into it now. All I'm going to, I'm have all these people reaching out to me about logos and like, and I remember when I cared deeply about those things, and I still do with the logo because it represents more than just these teams. I understand it.
Niang is get, by the way, yeah. Niang will get his jersey retired, everybody.
I care so much less about the peripheral topics like I used to.
Yeah. I know. I remember when I, yeah. When
I felt like that Pollard deal, and listen, and if he were sitting here with us, he'd admit it. Jamie's not for everybody. Like, when he tells you what he thinks, you may not like it, you know.
Well, and he will tell you what he thinks.
Yes, and I appreciate that about him. I don't agree with him on everything. Whatever. I went back because I'm watching the reaction to this interview that he did with Keith and Andy, and I just thought a lot of it was taken out of context.
The jersey thing for sure.
Yeah, that, well, mainly that. Like, that, he didn't say we're never going to hang George Niang's jersey.
No. What got confused is he said Kansas, you have to win the player of the year, and he's like, and Niang never won player of the year. That doesn't mean he's not going to get his jersey retired at Iowa State.
Correct.
That's what Kansas, one of Kansas's.
Yeah, he wasn't saying we are doing it just like Kansas.
No. So, here's the rule. Here's the rule. You have to, number one, be voted into the Hall of Fame by your peers. To be eligible for the Hall of Fame, you have to be out of Iowa State for 10 years. So those guys aren't even eligible yet. Mm-hmm. So there's a reason why Niang's jersey isn't up there yet. He is now, I think he gets to year 10. 2 years from now, and I'm going to guess
he's the first ballot.
He's going to be on the first ballot, and then when that happens, I'm going to guess Niang's jersey is going to
get
the record.
Well, I've asked Jamie about this on the record, like on our pods over the years, about why does it take so long, and I don't think he put it in place. Maybe he did. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm probably speaking out of turn, but like, it makes sense when he. Because I thought, like, when Iowa put Gustafson in or in Garza, it's like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm surprised they didn't do the same for Clark.
Well, maybe it's this, though, and this is what Jamie said, and he kind of changed my mind on it. Because I was barking up the tree to let somebody in earlier, maybe even Niang, I don't remember.
Yeah. I do think Pfizer and Tinsley should both be up there. Now, there is a rule, and I don't think Jamie said it, that you have to be a graduate of Iowa State as part of the criteria for being in the rafters. And I don't know if those two have graduated. Now, they still can, and if they do graduate, then at that point they'll get in. My one part where I'm like, ah.
I would also make there's a big picture argument here with NIL and the portal. The whole, like, graduating from the school thing.
It's going to be harder.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe that needs to be waived.
I agree. That's where I would say let's.
I mean.
Because I think, well, Pfizer and Tinsley are in the Hall of Fame at Iowa State. Thing where I would disagree with Jamie on. Not that anybody cares.
Well, it's just going to get really hard to let people, like, to hang jerseys. Because unless these rules change.
And I would say one of my favorite things is, you know, you can't celebrate things enough. Now, you can't be retiring. You can't do numbers.
So
you could do jerseys, though.
Yeah. Well, the more I thought about it, because Jamie said it means more to everybody
when
time has passed.
Yes.
Like the player, to be able to bring your wife and kids back or husband and kids back and be able to experience that is a different type of honor.
Yes.
Which I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Absolutely agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely agree.
Because, like, great moment for Luka Garza when it happened. And I'm only using them as an example because it just happened.
He was just 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's 22. Like, how do you top that? You can't.
Yeah.
He's now had the height of his moment at Iowa was when he was.
Because at the time, like, you're already the big man on
campus. You already are. Yeah, you can't just max. That's, I actually like the 10-year rule.
Yeah,
I don't like necessarily the graduate thing, but I understand it.
It made sense in 1980.
Yes.
because these people did graduate for the most part. They were real student athletes.
And then
Sorry if you took offense to that.
No. But I would argue is, do administrators have to graduate from Iowa State? No.
Yeah, so why did Johnny Orr? He's up there.
Yep. Yeah, you know, Jamie technically didn't graduate from Iowa State. I hope
Jamie should absolutely have a banner or something.
He should. But that's where the whole voting thing, the voting membership is of former letter winners. So it's not like there's just, it's like Jamie and a couple of senior administrators.
Yeah, so it's people who have worn the jersey.
People who have worn the jersey that are voting. So there is input, not just from, you know, it's not like Jamie's the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain just saying, no, this guy. So FYI.
It's fascinating.
It is.
This is why I love Iowa State fans, though, because it's so much more than the games.
And
it's why we have jobs.
It's true.
We can debate any of this stuff in May and June, and like people will have 20,000 people listen to that podcast.
Care more about the Niang and his jersey retired than necessarily than the team being a 2 seed right now.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong, and it's why. It's part of the reason, too, why it's exhausting to do what we do now, because there's no off-season.
And topics are always hot.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. I remember when we got started in this business, like, man, do you remember? For like 3 years, spring game, and we took off to Florida the next day. We would fly on Sunday.
Yeah.
After the spring. It's like nothing's going to happen.
2 months.
And it's just, it is such a... And like you're saying, like this portal deal, Iowa State could sit there being a 2 seed in the NCAA tournament, and the women are going to be playing in the tournament as hopefully a 5. And there's other people like out trying to steal their team. Like imagine that. It's insane.
And just that this week.
This is why this shit is so crazy,
it
Bloom.
Is.
There has to be rules.
Well, there aren't. and it just got, I'm sure you know this, but this week, for those who aren't paying attention and all the nuts and bolts of this stuff, the NCAA basically said this week, we are not enforcing any tampering of NIL because of this injunction until after the season or like whenever we decide. So to your point, you could be,
you could have
Keyshawn Gilbert getting contacted, and I'm sure he already is because he can technically transfer again.
Yeah, because that rule.
Yeah. He could transfer again. And so you could have a world where he's sitting in his hotel room in the Sweet 16 or wherever, and people are contacting him trying to.
Oh, I just got a call from Duke.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it happens. It is happening now.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Bloom, when is that portal open?
March 18th. And then, C-Dub, here's the great thing, right? Then that's open until, I think, April 18th on the basketball side. And then guess what opens up?
Football.
The football portal opens up again.
That's when all the new coaches come in and cut their current guys that they don't like from the old staff.
Yep, and they go poaching.
That's exactly what happens, too.
So when are we going on vacation?
We need to book it. No kids, right?
No kids.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm
in. No kids and no internet.
Yes. When can you go these days?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know when the good time is.
At least I have a staff now. Like, I used to not. Like, I remember on my honeymoon, sitting there with a laptop, trying to steal internet from the condo.
Yeah.
My wife is laying out on the beach doing whatever, and I'm sitting there writing about Chris Babb.
I remember that because I was the one who had to hit submit.
Yeah, I was calling you.
I got some quotes for you.
Oh, my God, what a disaster.
Yeah. What a world. Won't last forever, though. That's a good thing.
It won't. Well, this was fun.
Yeah.
It's good to be.
Oh, real quick.
Yeah, what do you got?
I got just a little appetizer because I want to talk about football at some point.
Oh.
I know we're hiding the heart of basketball, but we're going to play a game.
Okay.
The odds to win the Big 12 in football came out this week.
Okay.
From I believe this was FanDuel.
Oh, okay. So like
A real odds to win the Big 12. There are now how many teams in the Big 12?
14. 16.
What is it going to be?
16.
16.
Yeah, because they got the 4.
Yep. So do you want to guess? Let's see if you
The odds will be, I'm not great at the actual odds, but I can tell you the order.
Yes.
That's Utah?
Utah's the favorite at 340.
Okay. The teams are Utah, Oklahoma State, Kansas State, Iowa State.
Get this. This shocks
me. Am I wrong?
Yes. I'm going to go. You're not going to get this. This is what I'm just going to tell you. Right? I'm just going to go down in order.
Arizona? No, they lost their coach.
But they're fourth. Okay.
That's insane. That's horse shit.
It is horse. That is horse.
That is a terrible book.
These are bad. These are bad odds. I'm telling you, honestly, if you want to explore, you know, throw a little future.
Tell me these odds. Here we go. I am angry.
Yes, I am already angry.
I have anger. Real anger.
Okay, here we go. Utah is 1 at 340.
Okay, that's fair.
Yep. K-State is 2 at 360.
Fair.
Kansas is 3 at 650. Oh. You see Leipold just got 7 milli?
Yeah.
Man, he has leveraged himself big time.
I heard he can do anything he wants down there. Apparently. The AD doesn't care.
Sheesh, 7 milli. That's a lot for Kansas. He's making Arizona's fourth. That's 750.
That's a bad line.
I agree. I am not buying them one iota.
No.
Texas Tech is 5 at 850.
I don't hate it. I felt like we both thought they would have a rebuilding year last year. Now we find out how good of a coach McGuire is.
Yep.
This is kind of the year that you find out with them.
Quarterback coming back. Yeah. We'll see.
I don't hate that.
Your sixth place odds, UCF at 11.
God, that's a lot of credit for Gus Malzahn.
Isn't it?
It's a lot of love.
I thought so, too.
The fact that that's ahead of Iowa State's kind of insane.
Iowa State is seventh at 1,200.
That's a good number for Iowa State.
I think so.
Considering the other number that came out this week had Iowa State at plus 700 to make the playoff.
Right. That's why I was like, what?
Yeah, these odds are junk.
This is wild.
These are totally inflated. If you want to make some money, you can go and do that right here.
Well, and I hope, I know they're listening, let your people know, Iowa State football staff, that people are picking you seventh. Oklahoma State is 8.
That's a bad line. That's a bad line.
Tied with TCU at 1,600.
Feels like they have to bounce back in some capacity, right?
This just shows, though, this league is, because West Virginia is 10.
Where's Prime?
Prime is 11. Baylor is 12. Cincinnati is 13.
I would say Baylor's too low. Cincinnati, I have no faith in Satterfield. Sorry, Tyson. Yeah. Love you, man.
And then you've got the bottom dwellers of Arizona State, BYU, and Houston.
Arizona State will be better than most people think.
I think Dillingham's good there. But yeah, they got a big road to climb. BYU and Houston are both buried at the bottom.
I think that you got to consider, too, when you look at these schedules, going west.
Yeah.
Like how many? True. I think it's a big advantage for Arizona and Arizona State where these teams are going west.
Yeah. I agree with that.
So how many of their games are in the same time zone? That would be something I would keep an eye on.
Like
West Virginia going to Arizona is a huge advantage.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure. But I was Cardinal gold colored glasses. I thought I would say be top five.
Those are bad lines. You're not wrong.
If you're curious, it proves to me, though, C-Dub, that this thing is completely wide open.
Completely wide open.
It's going to be
You're wild. Completely right.
But it was a fun endeavor there.
God bless you. We'll get more into that coming up here, maybe on Thursday. Wednesday show again because
spring practice starts the 21st of March, I think. Something like that.
I believe that's right, yeah.
And then there is a spring game again.
I saw that, too. All right, guys, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We appreciate all of you watching on YouTube as well. We'll be back again. We will not have our show we will not do it on Wednesday because of the games.
We're going to be at Chap.
Yeah. So we'll do a show on Thursday and stick around. We'll let you know when that will be. He's Brent Bloom. I'm Chris Williams. So long. Have a good week.